While they are at school, they use their Bibles and hymn books and prayer books. When they leave off going to school, they leave off using all their books, too. They often get into bad company. They often take up bad ways. They often go idling about all Sunday. They seem to forget all that has been taught them. Alas, this is not persevering. This is being more foolish than the little spider. It is wicked and unwise. Dear children, there is a glorious house in heaven, where I hope I shall see some of you. There is a palace there, belonging to Jesus Christ, far finer than any palace on earth, in which all Jesus Christ's people shall live and be happy forever and ever. Dear children, I hope I shall see many of you there. But remember, if you and I are to meet in this glorious palace, you must persevere and take pains about your souls. You must pray heartily. You must read your Bibles regularly. You must fight against sin daily. You must say when bad people entice you to do wrong, "I will not give up my religion. I will try to please Christ." Oh, let the little spider be your pattern all your lives. Persevere and be wise. And now, dear children, I will finish by asking you to think of what I have been telling you. I have told you of four little creatures which are very wise: the ants, the conies, the locusts, and the spiders. I have shown you that the ants are a pattern of wisdom because they think of time to come. The conies are a pattern of wisdom because they make their houses in safe places. The locusts are a pattern of wisdom because they help one another. The spiders are a pattern of wisdom because they persevere. Dear children, I want you to be like them. Some of you may possibly never live to be men and women, but one thing you may be, even now, you may be wise. Be wise like the ants. Consider these two verses of the Bible and learn them by heart. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Prepare to meet thy God. Amos 4:12. Be wise like the conies. Consider these two verses of the Bible and learn them by heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Psalm 32:7. Be wise like the locusts. Consider these two verses of the Bible and learn them by heart. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one towards another. John 13:35. He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? 1 John 4:20. Be wise like the spiders. Consider these words of the Bible and learn them by heart. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Matthew 7:7. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Hebrews 12:1-2. Dear children, think on these things. This is the way to be both happy and wise. Never forget what God says in the Bible. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king. Ecclesiastes 4:13. The wise shall inherit glory. Proverbs 3:35. No more crying. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Revelation 21:4. Beloved children, a Bible text stands at the top of this page. I should like you to read it twice over. I am going to tell you something which, I hope, will make you remember that text as long as you live. I'm going to tell you about three places of which the Bible says a great deal. It matters little what we know about some places, but it matters much to know something about the three places of which I am now going to speak. Firstly, there is a place where there is a great deal of crying. Secondly, there is a place where there is nothing else but crying. Thirdly, there is a place where there is no crying at all. Now, attend to me, and I will tell you a few things worth knowing. First of all, there is a place where there is a great deal of crying. What is that place? It is the world in which you and I live. It is a world full of beautiful and pleasant things. The sun shining by day and the stars by night, the blue hills looking up to heaven and the rolling sea ebbing and flowing, the broad quiet lakes and the rushing restless rivers, the flowers blooming in the spring and the fields full of corn in autumn, the birds singing in the woods and the lambs playing in the meadows. All are beautiful things. I could look at them for hours and say, "What a beautiful world it is!" But still, it is a world where there is a great deal of crying. It is a world where there are many tears. There was crying in Bible times. Hagar wept when she thought Ishmael was dying. Abraham mourned when Sarah died. Joseph wept when his brothers sold him into Egypt. David wept when Absalom was killed. There was weeping at Jerusalem when good King Josiah was slain in battle. There was weeping at Bethlehem when Herod killed all the little children who were not more than 2 years old. These things, and many like them, you will find in your Bibles. There is crying now all over the world. Little babies cry when they want anything, or feel pain. Boys and girls cry when they are hurt, or frightened, or corrected. Grown-up people cry sometimes when they are in trouble, or when they see those die whom they love. In short, wherever there is sorrow and pain, there is crying. I dare say you have seen people come to church all dressed in black. That is called being in mourning. Some relation or friend of these people is dead, and therefore they dress in black. Well, remember when you see people in mourning, somebody has been crying. I dare say you have seen graves in churchyards and have heard that when people die, they are buried there. Some of them are very little graves, not longer than you are. Well, remember that when those graves were made and little coffins were let down into them, there was crying. Children, did you ever think what all this crying came from? Did you ever consider how it first began? Did you ever hear how weeping and tears came into the world? God did not make crying, that is certain. All that God made was very good. Listen to me, and I will tell you how crying began. Crying came into the world by reason of sin. Sin is the cause of all the weeping and tears and sorrow and pain which there are upon earth. All the crying began when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and became sinners. It was sin which brought into the world pain and sickness and death. It was sin which brought into the world selfishness and ill nature and unkindness and quarreling and stealing and fighting. If there had been no wickedness, there would have been no weeping. If there had been no sin, there would have been no crying. See now, my beloved children, how much you ought to hate sin. All the unhappiness in the world came from sin. How strange and wonderful it is that anyone can take pleasure in sin. Do not let that be the case with you. Watch against sin. Fight with it. Avoid it. Listen not to it. Take the advice of St. Paul. Abhor that which is evil. Take the advice of Solomon. When sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Say to yourself every morning, "Sin caused crying, and so I will hate sin." See again, my beloved children, how foolish it is.